Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment. I am Joseph J. Erdo, alongside Eric Reinert, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Snow Show in honor of the release of Eddie the Eagle, This Generation's Cool Runnings. Speaking of which, I can see clearly now, bringing us into this segment, Jimmy Cliff singing, of course, from Cool Runnings. What a great movie that was. Don't you agree, Eric?
It was very entertaining.
Okay, all right. It's
years since I've seen it.
I know, it's years since I've seen
it. It was humorous, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I remember being inspired by it, and I mean, again, Eddie the Eagle just will inspire you beyond belief, and yeah, wow, what an amazing movie. What an amazing movie. And, you know, it's very, very calming music, wouldn't you say?
This song?
Yeah.
Who originally sang this?
I don't know. Well, this is Jimmy Cliff, but I don't know. But it sounds like a massage for your ears. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you don't want just a massage for your ears and you want an actual massage, Quinn Schoenewald, licensed sports massage therapist at the renowned Fisher Institute. Brett Fisher is the staff physical therapist for the Arizona Cardinals. Fisher Institute does performance training, rehabilitation, and physical therapy. Call Quinn at 307-921-2684. Again, that's 307-921-2684 for a healthy massage.
Oh, I see. That was your segue. I get it now.
Yeah.
Johnny Nash originally sang that song.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And speaking of segues, this segment is brought to you by a Segway. No, I'm kidding. We should get segues to go around the studio, you know? That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Or hoverboards.
Hoverboards? Oh. You know, do you think that you'd be able to ride a hoverboard?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
It's just like riding a Segway, a little different, but...
Yeah, and that hoverboards are very 80s.
And they start on fire.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, well... But, of course, speaking of 80s, I mentioned a few times during today's show, there's a lot of segues, isn't there? I mentioned a few times during today's show my Tipsy Elves retro ski suit. So remember my my sweater that I had on for our holiday gift guide from the movie from that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
The Night Before movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie?
Yeah,
right. I don't remember
what was on it, but I remember you wearing that.
Right, it was reindeer and stuff like that. But it was just a very festive sweater. Of course, Tipsy Elves, they've been on Shark Tank before, that show on ABC.
And I got to get the Evel Knievel one.
Yes, okay. So now you see tipsyelves.com. You got to check that out. They have these retro ski suits, and... that is the official ski suit of Johnny Mosley, 1998 Olympic gold medalist. Now, I have the Powder Blaster. It's on sale now for $143.95. That's 20% off. That 20% off sale ends Sunday at midnight.
You have the pink and yellow one?
I have the pink and yellow. And I'll show you a picture during the break. I was supposed to show it to you, but you know, I think we were checking out some things here in the studio.
No, you got to get the Americana ski suit. That's like so Evel Knievel, man.
Yeah, I know that looks cool. But I've got the Powder Blaster. They sent me that, and I love it. I went out there to a Snow Bowl last month in January, and I got so many comments about it. And not only was I like, people could find me. I mean, my friends, they knew wherever I was because it's just. Right, right?
Yes, it's very glowing.
Yes, very glowing. Very, very retro. But it was also very comfortable. Didn't have any snow creep up in any places I didn't want. Right? Nor, you know, when you have
you mean like sand at the beach?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when you have a two-piece, it doesn't, you know, work as well. But you've got the retro ski suit.
Right, it's a jumpsuit.
Yeah, a jumpsuit. And it's so, you know, just very... tight and snug, and I was so warm and comfortable, and I love that thing. And again, just so many comments. People were like, "Oh, gnarly suit, dude!" And then I had this awesome hat that I had on with a mohawk, and yeah, I was just very proud of myself.
They don't have a matching hat for that.
They don't, but they probably will pretty soon. I'm sure. But I just love that thing, and unless it's too warm, it might be too warm for that next weekend when I go. What do you think? Might be too warm for a ski suit?
Yeah, I mean, if the sun's out.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a little too warm.
Yeah.
Especially if people are on the slopes with just t-shirts on.
Yeah, maybe I should just wear a tank top and some shorts or some boxers.
I used to just ski in my jeans and a t-shirt.
Hey, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, hey, I might do something fun like that. Of course, you. I want to protect myself from snow burn though too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've never had that happen, but
I don't know. You know, but you probably don't fall as much as I do.
I don't.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm just talking in general. I fall a lot. I'm very clumsy. But of course. Last year when I went with my friends. One of my friends, Jim, it was storming that day. It was a big blizzard up there in Flagstaff near Snowbowl. And there's a lot of places, a lot of times where they require snow chains. And I think this was in March. So you never know. We might have another storm coming up soon. As JR said, it tends to be one of the snowiest months. So we could be getting some, you know, with El Nino and all that, we could be getting some more snow up in Flagstaff and some more blizzards. And they are ready for that with the generator and everything. But you need to be ready for it as well, because we were up there and Jim couldn't get the snow chains on his tires. Of course, sometimes they require those snow chains for safety reasons, right? Have you ever tried to drive without snow chains in terrible conditions, Eric?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Have you ever?
Yes, I have, of course.
Yeah. Not fun, right? You slide all over.
Yeah, I could tell you some pretty hairy stuff that I've been through driving back from Colorado.
Yeah? I mean, not advised, pretty much.
I kept going. It was blizzarding. I could only see like 3 feet in front of the car.
Wow.
And it was nighttime.
Wow. Have you ever gotten stuck?
No, not really. Pretty close, but not stuck, no.
Okay.
I've spun off the road.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right. Well, because we were driving, and then my friend Jim, he like spun out, and, you know, we passed him. We didn't know it was Jim, you know, my friends and I, we just like kept passing him, but he spun out on the ice and everything like that, and then he couldn't get his snow tires on, the snow chains on, and then he was still spinning and everything like that, and so a big disaster, and he almost got stuck. So I found this awesome stuff called Traction Magic. It's now available in a handy travel size. I haven't got a chance to try it. They sent me it. And I will definitely have it in my car this time, or whoever's car I am riding with, just in case we experience a problem like this. Very heavy bucket, but it's in a travel size. It's called Traction Magic. You can get it over at Home Depot. And you just pop it in your trunk and hit the road with more confidence than ever before. Given the cost for medical care as well as car repair and towing, it delivers safety and peace of mind in one simple step. You basically pour it under your tire. It's only $10, by the way, $9.95. You pour it under your tire, and you're ready to go. It acts as traction, and it gets you out of those sticky situations. So it's kind of like one of those things where you got to have it in your car as a necessity, pretty much, right?
I'm watching the video on their website right now, and it's like for the first 30 seconds, it's just people slipping and falling.
That's humorous, right? Yeah. Oh, and yeah, people, you could use it for walking on as well. It doesn't just have to be for tires, right?
That's what it looks like in their ad.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't want to fall down. And of course, we don't have that problem in Phoenix, but of course, if up in Flagstaff, you're probably gonna want this. Again, it's $9.95. It's called Traction Magic. It comes in a travel size, available.
So this is only for when you're stuck in the snow.
Yeah, yeah. Available at convenience stores, supermarkets, and hardware stores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com. So I definitely recommend it. I haven't tried it yet, but being someone who has seen his friend experience difficulty, and now knowing that Eric has been slipping and sliding, you don't want to be in that kind of situation.
I'm always slip sliding away. So they're advertising no lawsuits. So I guess what they're trying to say is, like, if you're a business owner or something, you want to put that stuff out in front of your business so that people don't fall.
That's pretty wise. I mean, did you see Bob's Burgers this past weekend?
I never watched that.
Oh, come on.
I'm sure both of my sons have, but I haven't.
Oh, come on. Well, they poured, he had like some sort of oil in front of their business, and Bob slipped and fell and tore his something in his arm or whatever.
Radiator cuff.
And yeah, and then he had to sue the guy and everything like that. So that's not fun, right?
Sounds like a funny show.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very fun. Very funny. You know that show Mom, Why is everyone always dying on that show?
I've never watched that. I've never even heard of it.
It's supposed to be a comedy. It's a sitcom. Sitcoms are supposed to be funny. Everyone's always dying on it.
No, I'm catching up on the... I'm on season 11, the latest season of... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I've tried it. I didn't care for it. I tried it in the first season.
Well, you got to keep watching it because it's pretty funny. It's just a group of idiots who come up with the weirdest things, ideas.
Did you ever...
And Danny DeVito is super funny in that.
Did you ever see that show? It premiered the same season, same year as It's Always Funny and Sunny in Philadelphia, about the eating disordered people. It only lasted one season. It was a bunch of people who
was it a reality show?
No. It was a comedy. It was a very, very dark comedy. It was on the same.
Morbidly obese is hilarious.
Well, because they okay. Well, some of them.
I know there's reality shows like that.
Right. You laugh at those? You watch those and laugh?
No, I don't. I don't laugh at those at all.
Oh, okay. Well, in just a few moments, we've got another special guest, Adam Collis. He was on the show last year during the Phoenix Film Festival. He made this movie called Car Dogs. Remember that?
Car Dogs?
Yes.
No,
yeah,
we had
some in-studio guests. He's a professor over at ASU, and they kind of made the film with the students.
I remember that. I don't remember what the name of the film was, but I do remember him bringing the students in.
Yes. Yeah, so he's going to be joining us in just a few moments because he's going to be bringing another special guest, not here in studio, but here to Phoenix. Of course, I mentioned it earlier, Spike Lee. He's going to spark a discussion at ASU, and we're going to hear all about it from Adam in just a few moments. But before we get to that, we need to hear a little bit from Rusted Root. Eric, send me on my way. Yeah?
I don't know what to say to that.
Okay, well, Send Me on My Way is bringing us into the break from Ice Age. Of course, there's another Ice Age coming out, I believe, this year. Collision Course. You like Scrat, don't you?
No.
Come on, Eric, Scrat the Squirrel.
I don't like Ray Romano either, so he's part of that movie, right?
Yeah, he is. John Leguizamo, you like him?
Yeah, I like some of the stuff he does, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the other guy?
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary, yeah.
I like some of the stuff he does.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I like Scrat the Squirrel, so we'll check out Ice Age, so you'll want to stay tuned to KPHX 1480 for that, but you'll also want to stay tuned after this break. Send me in the world.